The views expressed are not necessarily those of 1010XL 92.5 FM. Now, recruiting tips, advice, and better ways to train. B3Better presents The Amateur's Edge with Jerrion Sanders, Randy Wade, and A.D. Roberts.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to The Amateur's Edge. This is your host, Jerrion Sanders. We got Satira J, Cleo Lemon, and guest host Ben Molden. How you guys doing today?
Doing good, Jerry. And how you doing?
Good, man. Good.
I'm feeling good. I feel high.
You feel high?
And free.
I am free.
I am free. How convenient on 420.
Wow.
Not that kind of high. I knew you would take it there.
Hey, you just threw him an alley-oop.
I did.
I'm a slam dunk.
On purpose. Come on, y'all.
Good deal, beautiful people. So we're back today. Part two of sports culture and how do we move it forward. We're going to touch a little bit more on race and talking more about how we come together as one, as teams, and what sports culture means to us to bring things full circle. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about sports and what's been going on this past week. The WNBA draft was this past week. Caitlin Clark went number one as expected. The Chicago Sky got Camila Cardoza and Angel Reese on the same team. What you guys think about that?
I think that Cardoza pick was big.
Really?
Yeah, I think highly of her. I think she's a championship piece. So to see that happen, I think they're moving in the right direction. So looking for big things out of that team.
Good deal, good deal.
I mean, Angel said it. She was like, they've been playing against each other since high school. So to
really?
Now, yeah.
I thought she was like Brazilian or something.
I don't know. Okay. Angel said in her interview with Holly that, you know, we've been playing against each other since high school. So it's going to be cool to be on the same team with her. She's a great player.
Right.
I don't know. Angel, she's just a bit extra for me.
You think so?
Yeah. I feel like she has some fake tears going on. And that whole villain thing, you know, we talked about that. But right.
Well, I know Randy would have been proud. I know he was proud watching the WNBA draft. Aesthetically, Randy's right.
Yes.
Aesthetically, it was very appealing, I have to say.
What made it appealing?
Come through.
Come through, Ben.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
Oh.
I will say another feel-good story, and when you talked about the aesthetics, I thought of her. I can't think of her name, but Stephen Curry's kind of like
god Cameron sister. Brink. Cameron Brink.
She was the number two. Her dress was
Cameron was
the
killing
chain.
It.
Oh, there we go.
She had a little thigh showing. I said, come through, girl.
She definitely got supermodel.
Nice. She does. She does. But I feel like that's such a good feel-good story. I didn't even know the backstory of that until she was picked. I heard the whole story of how Curry's parents are her godparents and how they kind of grew up together. So it's always good to see stories like that. And, I mean, when you talk about diversity in sports, just, you know, an African-American family being such a crucial piece in a Caucasian family's upbringing of their daughter in that right, and to see how even Curry and their relationship has developed, talking about crossing cultures and boundaries, I think it was great.
It was huge. Yeah, Steph.
I saw
that too. Steph and his family played a huge part in her development, and she was the number two overall pick. Mm. I'm excited to see Caitlin team up with Aaliyah Boston. I forgot Aaliyah Boston. She was the number one pick last year
from South Carolina. Mm-hmm.
So that we might see a nice little 1-2 punch there.
So South Carolina is starting to put out a lot of regular talent each year.
Yeah, they have. I mean, it started with Asia Wilson, would you say?
Probably. Maybe even before Aja. She may have been the bigger name.
Okay.
But, yeah, I feel like when you look at South Carolina, your LSUs, your UConns, they're like the Alabama Crimson Tide of women's basketball.
Right.
They're always going to be putting a couple girls in the draft.
Nice.
That will get those endorsement deals on the side and have big names in the WNBA for years to come. So we just got to get those contracts right.
College sports, follow the coaches.
That's
follow
true.
The coaches.
That's what they do.
That's who recruits. You know,
that's what they're doing.
Speaking of that, I mean, this is not really off topic, but that was kind of like I was watching the Alabama spring game, and I just felt different knowing that Nick Saban's not there. Like,
really?
I couldn't even watch it the same. It wasn't as exciting. Like, I'm nervous for them.
So the level of talent didn't seem the same, or?
The level of talent is there, but you almost wonder how long that's going to last without him there. I mean, you go to schools, to Cleo's point, you go to schools like that because of the coach and the culture. And even the idea of how that coaching staff, because of him, can produce players that go to the NFL every year. And I feel like we're going to see a drop-off at Bama because of that.
I think we're going to see a huge shift in college sports in general because of NIL and the transfer portal.
Well, look how many Alabama players left once Nick Saban no longer was there.
Well, you got to understand, too, like in college sports, the developing athletes is going to be taken out of the equation now because kids are going to go to school that first year, not get the playing time that they want. Or you go in there and you're forced to play because you're making a lot of money, which means other kids are transferring. Look at Duke. Like, I think that's kind of what happened with Duke basketball. Like, two or three of their starters left.
Seven total from that roster.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That is crazy.
Why? Because they're bringing in Cooper Flagg and all these other boys that they're paying all this money to, and they're going to have to play.
Right.
That's a whole nother topic for a whole nother show. We had a great conversation about it after the show last week, but let's talk about these NBA playoffs. Are the Knicks back, y'all?
I don't know. I love Jalen Brunson, but
I feel like basketball is better when the Knicks are good.
Think so?
Really?
Yeah. When New York has a basketball team, you know, New York's been a huge basketball culture for such a long time.
True.
You know, so it's like
I see your point.
You know, seeing like ancient teams, you know.
Resurrect themselves. I can say the same thing for the Sixers. You know, being from up north, like, you know, you talk about AI. He just had his monument raised, and I think that brought a lot of life back to the
city.
Did
you see that monument?
I didn't really care for it.
No. So hold on now. Y'all do know that's like outside the practice facility, and everybody else's statue was like the same.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I just feel like it's AI.
When it's time for the big time one to come in.
Secretly, his name is my password for everything.
Now everybody knows.
Well, not secretly. Now we just got to figure out the numbers. Yeah, but I mean, I think the playoffs are going to be interesting. Utterly just pissed off, to be exact, that the Warriors didn't make it in. But I think they're about to – that whole organization, I think, is about to have a facelift. So
Yeah, it's time. It's time. They've had their run, and it's time for that shift to happen, you know.
So tonight in the East and in the West, we got some really big games. The Cavs play the Magic at 1. This is today. The Knicks play the 76ers at 6. Let's go 76ers. Then this evening, we have the Timberwolves and the Suns. And then a big game, the Nuggets and the Lakers.
My Lakers.
How are y'all? Okay, since they're your Lakers, how you feel about that series?
I think we're going to take that series 4-3. LeBron, he going to turn up. AD going to turn up. And the X Factor, D'Angelo Russell, he's going to give us about 17 a game.
I think the X Factor is if AD stays healthy and doesn't trip and look like he broke his ankle and then just decides to not play the rest of the playoffs.
100%.
So darn clumsy.
100%.
And I'm a Lakers fan, so I'm pulling for them. I don't think they're going to be able to do it, though.
Can't nobody touch that Joker.
No, I just think they have a good supporting cast. They're confident. And, you know, I think it's personal every time they play the Lakers.
Right.
Every time.
And they're the defending champs, right?
Every time they play the Lakers. It's personal for them. So I think it's going to be tough.
I think that Timberwolves and Suns series is going to be very interesting as well.
It's a lot of good series, man. I was just looking at the bracket for the playoffs. And I'm looking at, this Thunder Pelicans. I want to see what these young boys with these Thunders going to do. You know what I mean? I think they are, honestly, the team that's the most unknown number one seed in a long time.
Right.
So I'm excited to see them get busy, man.
Right.
I want to see them do some things. So
I like their potential. I like SGA. I personally think he's the best point guard
SGA,
in the league right now.
SGA, tell me what you're talking about.
I don't forget the kid's name.
Because you keep calling him an acronym. What's SGA? Call us if you know who SGA is.
I know who SGA is.
Then in the East, you also have the Celtics and the Heat. Can Jimmy Butler, can they get there? I mean, they don't always seem to be able to get there because their supporting cast doesn't always seem to show up when they should. So is Tatum and Jalen, are they going to be too much for the Heat to handle in this first round?
Well, they got to get Butler back. He's hurt right now. They project him to be out for a little bit. He might miss a couple games. But the Celtics, man, this is their kryptonite, the Heat.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler is Tatum's kryptonite. He hates to see him. He comes up small in those situations. So if they, in my opinion, if the Celtics can sweep the Heat, I think they make it to the finals.
Okay. Well, they got to take advantage of Jimmy being out.
If they sweep him, I think they make it to the finals. That's just my opinion.
And play some good basketball. Listen, coming up in the next segment, we're going to dive into this topic. We also want to remind you that next Saturday, Amateur's Edge goes live for a huge draft special at Four Score, the Golf Tavern in San Marcos. So we want to see you out there. Bring the kids. Bring your favorite sports trivia answers. We're going to be playing some great games. We got some NFL alumni, some top picks from high school who are headed to some major schools and college are going to show up and have a conversation with us about the draft. We will be there from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. And, of course, we'll be here first in studio at 11 a.m. to talk about the draft. It's coming up. What are the Jags going to do? We'll talk about that as well. And listen, this segment is being brought to you by Premier Physical Therapy. Your wellness journey begins at Premier Physical Therapy and Rehabilitation. It's the gold standard in orthopedic and sports rehab for adults and adolescents alike. Dial 904-996-6922. We will be back after this break. Get ready to call in. If you have some stories about race relations and how it connects sports, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 904-641-1010. We'll be right back after we pay some bills. Stay tuned.
Add an ace to your Tuesday morning.
The third ace in 4 days.
Brunch with a Tour.
Tour news, tips, and inside info.
Brought to you by Clearwater Irrigation and Art of Natural Stone.
8:30 Tuesday morning on 1010XL.
Prosser here. When it comes to the business of selling your home, there's one promise I can give you that will deliver, and that promise is ChadAndSandy.com. That's Chad, A-N-D, Sandy.com. How do I know this promise is guaranteed? Because they say so, and then they deliver. You see, Chad and Sandy guarantee your home sold at an agreed-upon price and deadline, or they will buy it. So whatever problems you think you're having selling your home, there is your simple solution. They're going to buy it if it's not sold for exactly what you want. Mortgage rates have lowered going into the spring selling season. Now is the time to maximize your equity, and you can do it with the real estate team of Chad and Sandy. They have a plan and the experience to sell your home fast for maximum cash this spring. John and Ursula in Green Meadows wrote in, we weren't in great health, decided to downsize to an easier place to manage. After 185 days, our home failed to sell. We went to Chad and Sandy, sold in 12 days. You can too at ChadAndSandy.com.
Imagine driving a late model Corvette, BMW, Mercedes, Lexus, Honda, Chevy, Ford, and more, all at a fraction of the original sticker price. Visit Vaughn Motor Group's indoor showroom and browse a great selection of dream cars that are inspected with warranties. Before you make your next auto purchase, check out Vaughn Motor Group on San Jose Boulevard or at VaughnMotorGroup.com for a complete inventory listing. If you can dream it, you can drive it at Vaughn Motor Group.
I'm Justin Nordoff, creator of DVS, a medically backed pitching development program designed to develop young throwers' arms safely. We are excited to be launching our Florida Development Center at B3 Better in Jacksonville. To celebrate DVS, we are offering a free virtual coaches clinic and also giving away 20 free team DVS and athletic assessments at B3 Better. To register for the clinic and your team's chance to win, go to b3better.com/DVS and secure your spot today.
Hello, First Coast. I'm sure by now you have seen our bright green GFL trucks and containers throughout the greater Jacksonville area. We're an industry leader in solid waste and would love the opportunity to earn your business. We're committed to customer service, reliability, and have an unwavering focus on safety. Whether commercial or construction, let us haul your waste away. Call 904-760-5880 to get a quote today from GFL, Green for Life.
Hey, sports fans, it's Ace Carline for Kingfish Pest Control. Are mosquitoes turning your outdoor fun into a full contact sport? Time to call in Kingfish Pest Control. I can tell you from my own experience, they are the MVPs of mosquito elimination. See for yourself. Call Kingfish Pest Control today and get an unbeatable 50% off your first treatment. That's right. Sign up for a full season of lockdown coverage and get 50% off your first treatment. Don't let mosquitoes steal your home field advantage. Reclaim your yard with Kingfish Pest Control.
Your wellness journey begins at Premier Physical Therapy and Rehabilitation, the gold standard in orthopedic and sports rehab for adults and adolescents alike. Dial 904-996-6922 or visit PremierPTJacks.com today. Experience the Premier difference and take your first step towards a healthier, stronger you. Premier Physical Therapy, where Jacksonville comes to heal. PremierPTJacks.com.
We'll be right back. Ever wonder how you can transform your living spaces into captivating works of art? At First Coast Lighting and Fans, they offer a huge selection of high-quality products to match your desire for elegance, quality, and uniqueness. Visit their showroom on Phillips Highway at the Avenues and step into a world of quality without compromise. Discover the difference that locally owned expertise makes and let them help you experience the transformation from average to extraordinary. At First Coast Lighting and Fans.
1010XL is presented by Farrah & Farrah, exclusive injury law firm of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Protecting you and your family. Call 396-5555. Jacksonville. It's the Amateur's Edge, brought to you by B3 Better on 1010XL.
And we're back. Welcome to the Amateur's Edge. This is your host, Jerry and Sanders. We got Satira J, Cleo Lemon, and guest host Ben Molden. And today, we're talking about sports culture and how we can use it to move society forward. This conversation was sparked coming from Caitlin Clark situation and how I felt like, you know, some things have been put in context that shouldn't have been from a racial perspective. I even, this morning I woke up to a rant that Steven Jackson had about Gayle King, and when Gayle King interviewed Caitlin, basically saying, Gayle King had interviewed Dawn Staley and told Dawn, you broke my heart. I was rooting for Caitlin, and why, you know, and she was just playfully saying it. And so Steven Jackson went on this big rant saying, we this and we that, and you're trash for, you know, doing that. And I'm like, dude, like, where is this coming from type thing? And for me, you know, a lot of this stuff becomes way more divisive than what it needs to be. So the first question I have for us all at this panel today is, what is sports culture to you? What would you say, Ben?
You know, for me, it's a, like a history of like meritocracy. You know, you're rewarded, you know, the work you put in, the work the rewards you get from that work you put in. You know, you go around Jacksonville and you see kids at parks, you know, putting the extra work in with coaches or, you know, so it's like it's kind of like, you know, the cream rises to the top based on, you know, work ethic and skill, natural skill level. And it's a chance for humans to really, you know, dive into almost like their animalistic self, you know, where like modern culture is so sedentary and so relaxed. I think sports really gives humanity still that kind of like animalistic edge, you know?
Okay.
What about you, Cleo?
Well, you know, my experiences are with team sports. So I always love the fact that you can build that team culture and the ability to work with others.
Right.
And then develop social skills, develop leadership skills, and then just find, you know, what it is that you're good at, you know. And it's not always the sport that's the most important thing.
Right.
Right? It's the things that you learn from it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what carries you for the rest of your life, because the same, you know, things that I learned along the way, I still use those principles to this day. Yeah. So I think sports are a big part of our culture. And I think if it's done correctly, it's something that just continues to give back.
Right, right.
And it's the good, bad, and indifferent, because there are some great things that happen in sport, whether you've experienced a situation, you know, with diversity and race being that. And you can still take that and use that in life to, you know, spur you on and move you forward. And the thing about this conversation, too, when we were talking about it was, I think, Jerry, you were talking about the whole Remember the Titans movie, which is my favorite sports movie of all time.
It's classic.
And that line, attitude reflects leadership. But that line right there is, in my opinion, just the idea of what we're talking about, right? So whoever is at the top, they have the ability to affect how that train goes, whether it's a male, female, black, white, Spanish, it doesn't matter, right? Because attitude is going to reflect leadership. And so we're encouraging people to call in and give us your story. So we've got our first caller on, and you can call or text if you don't, you know, feel comfortable with calling and talking about it. You can text the line 904-641-1010. Our first caller, Malcolm. Sounds like my brother's name.
Yeah, that's me.
How's everybody brother. Doing?
Good. How you doing,
What's
Malcolm?
Going on? I'm good. But just to piggyback, you know, I learned a lot playing professional football as well as in college. And I've had my share with encounters with Caucasian male, you know. And before I say anything, everything starts at the home. Everything starts, you know, what you're being taught at home. And there was one male in particular. He was a male who came from a militant family. So, you know, when it comes to the military, they don't care how you feel. They just going to tell you raw and uncut. Mm-hmm. And a lot of things that he was old school, too. He was an old school militant guy. And even and to mix that with coaching, it was like a lot of some of the things that he was saying, it was just like we would look at each other like, what are you saying? You know, that's coming off kind of like, whoa. But at the same time, you know, just because I want to speed up, you know, I've had so many brothers, even close brothers of mine who were Caucasian male. I mean, two of my the best men in my wedding, they were Caucasian male. And one of my brothers, man, I call his mom. So, and that came through, you know, sport. It came through football. Because one thing, just playing pro and a lot of the young people that I teach and able to mentor to, they ask me, you know, Coach Bunch, what is the one thing that you miss playing professional football? And I say camaraderie. Uh-huh. You know, because it's like you go through, you know, spring, you go through training, you go through OTAs. And it's like these are the guys that you are building a bond with, because when you get out on that field, that's who you pretty much go into battle with. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter, mm-hmm. you know, the color, the creed, what it does not matter. It's you and your teammates or your brothers going into battle together against the opposing team. And so when it comes to that, you know, the good thing about competition is you want to win.
Right.
So nowadays you don't really think about, you know, I don't want to play with him because he's white, or I don't want to play with him because he's black, or I don't want to play with him because he's Chinese. No, it's like, hey, man, let's come together. Let's get a game plan. Let's focus on the game plan and whoop some tail. So and like I said in the beginning, man, it all starts in the home. Man. It's based off of what kids are being taught. And that's why it's so pivotal for the male figure to be in place at the home. And but that's, man, that's all I wanted to say, man. I had the opportunity to come in and speak my piece.
Thanks, bro.
Hey, I love that perspective, Malcolm. Again, you know, when you talk about sports, it's about those hot summers that you mm-hmm. and those guys had to push those sleds together.
Yeah, 4 a.m. mat drills don't care what color you are.
They don't care what mm-hmm. color you are. And you go through mm-hmm. all this together, and you form mm-hmm. this bond, and you form this brotherhood to attain one common goal. Mm-hmm. And at that point, it doesn't really matter. And so when you're talking about culture in its entirety, again, what can we do to create more of these environments? I was just thinking about it even from a workplace perspective, like, you know, owning a business. Do we create more smaller teams, or do you know what are some of the things that you can do in order to build more togetherness amongst people in general?
I think it's about finding similarities. Like I think we have to teach a culture where I'm more interested in how we're alike than in how we're different. Mm-hmm. Because if we have a common goal that we're trying to achieve, what's going to get us there is what we have in common, not how we're different, not how we disagree, but how can we agree, like my brother said, to achieve the common goal, which is to win, which is to make more sales, which is to, you know, bring in better recruits, whatever the case may be. How can we come together to reach what the common goal is?
Cool. We got another call on the line, Brian.
Hey, what's up, Jerry? How y'all doing?
Good. How you doing, Brian?
Good. I'm out here at the beach today, just enjoying this beautiful weather.
Well, don't rub it in, Brian. Sheesh.
I'm sure y'all can get out here soon. But, yeah, just happy to get on the line and add a little bit to the topic, piggyback on what Malcolm was saying a little bit, how the importance of definitely how you grow up, what your parents or whoever your closest relative how they affect you, what they get you involved in. Like for me, I grew up in Jacksonville, but I played multiple sports, baseball, basketball, football. But I was able to play in different neighborhoods around town. You know, I grew up pretty well off, not super wealthy or anything, but my mom and stepdad, they didn't fret to put me in leagues like all around town, like Sanssouci, PAL, you name it. So just being able to play with, you know, multiple cultures of people, black, white, whoever, it gets you comfortable as a young kid, you know, just being around people who may look different than you. And I think that is just invaluable into someone's upbringing, because really, if you don't get that growing up from playing in sports or doing some other activity, you know, with other kids, you're really going to lack that cultural comfort of just being around people who you think are different than you.
Right.
So I know growing up, like, I mean, my stepdad, even beyond just race, like when it comes to poor versus wealthy,
right,
like my stepdad would take the time to go pick up, you know, this young kid, Joe, who was a great athlete, one of the best baseball players I've ever seen. But, you know, he lived in a trailer park. His mom couldn't bring him to the practices, to the game. But he led the league when I was 11 and 12 in home runs every year. But just being able to, like, involve somebody who's different, not be scared of, like, oh, I'm going to go in this neighborhood and hang out with this dude, like, I think that's just huge. And I know for me it just made me more comfortable being able to work as an adult. And, you know, I was a trainer for a long time, trained at LA Fit and then B3 Better. But just being able to, you know, work with different people and not feel, like, awkward, you know, just from growing up playing lots of sports and being able to have fun with kids of all different backgrounds. And then a little bit on a different topic, you know, watching the Caitlin Clark thing and the national championship game, you know, everyone's going for Caitlin Clark. And then you look at the two teams, and it does look like a divide. Because you have South Carolina, which was like an all-black team, basically. And then right. You got the Iowa team, which is like an all-white team. So just visually, if you don't have experience, you know, working with other cultures, other people, you're going to see it as a black versus white thing almost.
Right.
And that's I think people take that even far into their adulthood, you know, and just hold on to it, find up no fault to their own, but just how they're brought up.
Right, right.
But then again, maybe there is an underlying issue. Maybe Iowa isn't recruiting certain neighborhoods, or maybe South Carolina isn't bringing in certain people. You know what I mean? So.
Right, right. Brian, hey, Brian, not to cut you off, buddy.
Yeah.
Thanks for your opinion. No, we got other callers on, man. We got a little bit of time left in this segment, man. I appreciate your call and great perspective on, man.
Yeah, we may have to get to Danny in the next segment, because I definitely want to talk about what Brian just discussed in terms of the how you view things. Basically, right. It's how you grew up. It's interesting, because if you played sports, if you grew up in that culture, when you see South Carolina versus Iowa, you just think, this is going to be some good basketball.
Right.
You're not even thinking about what the sideline looks like until somebody brings it up.
Right.
And then if you're able to, you can turn it back to what it's about. It's a basketball game. These girls have played hard all year. This is what they recruited for. This is the highlight of their career. Let's get it focused back on basketball. So how do we kind of do that in our everyday workday life?
Right. Again, it starts with little stuff, like not making divisive type comments like Steven Jackson made. Like Gail King can root for Caitlin Clark, even if she's going against an all-black team. Like she's appreciating a generational talented player. She wasn't looking at anything outside of a great basketball player. And it's things like that that we have to tune off and tune out. Like, I hope nobody even gives that any more publicity than what it needs. Like, it was ridiculous, the rant that people have been going on about, that comment she made. So I think us having something to say about that and shutting it down is a start in the right direction.
Yeah, Ben, Cleo,
well,
you
know, I was one of three white kids in a classroom. I went to a majority white high school, and then I went to a majority black high school. I got a lot of Facebook friends. A black kid once told me when I was in high school that I was a white implant by the government to show that there's good white people, you know. And so a lot of my Facebook friends, black people I grew up with, they it was sides. My Facebook full of people I know, people I grew up with, chose a side and just said, you know, we're all South Carolina. We're all South Carolina just for their blackness.
Right.
And it's like, you know, as a white person who grew up with them and they thought I was one good white person they know, I can't be the only one to stand up for the differences.
Let's wrap it up real quick. We'll get you back to that thought when we get out of break.
Are you looking for a new marketing or advertising tactic to spread the news about your business? Here's the thought. You can join the Amateur's Edge Sports Radio family by becoming a valued sponsor, where your partnership reaches beyond the airways and into the community. If you're interested, give me a call at 856-296-5108, or you can send an email to Cetera, CETERA, at B3Better.com. We will be right back to continue this conversation. If you want to call in, don't be scared. 904-641-1010, or you could text that same line to give us your thoughts on this interesting topic. We'll be right back after these messages.
Love the smell of golf balls in the morning.
Summer smells delicious.
Brunch with the Tour.
That is a sign of a true golfer.
Tour news, tips, and inside info.
Brought to you by Clearwater Irrigation. 8:30 Tuesday morning on 1010XL.
Imagine waking up this time next week and being 100% debt-free from credit cards, car loans, and personal loans. Hey, Prosser here. Loan Pronto's Equity Express line of credit can make it happen. Homeowners are turning their home equity into cash almost instantly. With Loan Pronto's AI-based system, you can get approval in about 10 minutes with almost no documentation, no appraisal, and no hassle. You can get hundreds of thousands of dollars out of your home. Use that money to pay off all your other loans. The average homeowner saves over $850 a month doing this. Listen, your home value's way up. You can use that to wipe out all those credit cards. Get some money for a home improvement. Literally hundreds of thousands are at your fingertips, and approval is just minutes away. So call now, 904-999-1508. 904-999-1508, or go to loanpronto.com. NMLS 1661781, subject to lender approval, equal housing lender.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's HIMS.com/JOY.
Unlock your true potential with the power of sports hypnosis, a power embraced by elite athletes worldwide. Experience the same techniques for peak performance that have propelled top professionals in the NFL, the NBA, MLB, and the PGA to new heights. So whether you're an aspiring athlete or a seasoned pro, HypnoFit tailors to all ages. Visit HypnoFit.me today for more information to receive a free copy of AB's book, The Power of Sports Hypnosis. Step into greatness. Your journey to peak performance begins at hypnofit.me.
Brian and Angela Wall here with Window World. You've heard us talk about it. Window World, the number one window replacement company in the USA, selling over 1 million windows each year for the past 8 years.
That's a lot of satisfied customers, and why J.D. Powers has awarded Window World best in customer satisfaction 3 out of 4 years.
Window World stands behind their slogan, simply the best for less. With Window World, you get top quality windows at a price that leaves more of your money in your bank account, and you get the absolute best guarantee there is in the window replacement industry. When compared to our competition, there is none. See for yourself. Call the competition. Get quotes from them. But before you buy, get Window World's free estimate and compare the quality of the windows and the price.
You'll see.
And when your new Window World windows are installed and they're saving you money on your energy bills, if anything goes wrong with those windows, Window World and I will be there to make it right. That's my guarantee.
Call Window World today. Start saving money on your new windows and your energy bills and take vacation with your savings. Window World, online at windowworldneflorida.com.
Window World, simply the best for less. Thank you for your business.
Window World also offers energy-efficient doors and siding.
Step into the world of B3 Better Sports, where every athlete is an emerging champion. Tailor-made training programs based on science, crafted for your sport, your position, your ambition. Train smarter, not harder. Just 2 to 3 times a week is all it takes to unlock your true potential. Join the legacy of top athletes from Jax, transforming from aspiring to inspiring, on and off the field. B3 Better isn't just about sports. It's a launchpad for life successes. We're more than a program. We're a community. Rise above, excel, become the athlete you're destined to be with B3 Better Sports Performance.
Let's fire up the flavor.
and ignite those appetites. Let's slow down and smell the barbecue. Because all your favorites are smoked for hours and ready for eating when you are. From our famous ribs to slow smoked pork. Enjoy some perfection by the plateful, safely in our dining room or in the comfort of your home. With curbside pickup, drive-through, and delivery. Sonny's Barbecue, local pitmasters since 68.
1010XL is presented by Farrah & Farrah, exclusive injury law firm of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Protecting you and your family. Call 396-5555, Jacksonville. The Amateur's Edge, brought to you by B3 Better on 1010XL.
I didn't know if I was going to hear Lauryn Hill. You know, like I was ready for, almost started stinking. I had to catch myself. y'all can't know I got those skills.
So we're back. Welcome back to the Amateur's Edge. And we have a call on the line. He's been hanging on for a long time, so let me get him on. Danny, how you doing today, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I appreciate you guys giving me the time to talk. And I just want to say this is probably the best conversation I've heard in a long time. And I've listened to you guys since you were in the other building across the street. You know, it's funny. I'm the one that sent you that picture in. If you see the two guys, the two young men in the football uniforms and then standing next to each other at a wedding. Did you see that?
No, we didn't see that.
We'll get it, though.
It's on the text line. Okay. But I'll tell you this. Me and my best friend, he's my brother. I mean, we weren't given the fortunate, the abilities to be born by the same parents. But we used to tell people growing up that we were twins and our mom was white and our dad was black. And this is how we turned out. And they used to call us the Oreo brothers. and we have been friends for 42 years.
Wow.
And, you know, it's funny because, and I say friends, we're brothers. I mean, I have siblings that were, biologically, my sister or brother, but nobody closer than him. We both became notaries so we could marry each other's family. He's married all my children. I married him and his wife. The one thing people forget is none of us had the choice to be born who we were. Nobody asked me to be born white. Nobody asked him to be born black. So to not like somebody or hate somebody because they're different than you is the silliest thing in the world. His daddy is my kids call him dad, granddad, and I call him dad. And he's got vitiligo, which if you understand what that is, it's where you lose the pigment in your skin. And he's lost about 80% of his pigment. And, right. When you see that, you realize, like, God just made us all different, but just added a few extra things. Gave pigment to people that needed it more than others. I just have never understood racism. But we're talking about sports. Me and him played football together. That's how we met when we were young kids. And we've had a bond that will never be broken. We work together to this day. We live a mile apart. Like I said, he's everything to me. He's the best man I know. The picture I sent you guys, I just put on Facebook a few weeks ago because he had, just got done marrying my daughter and her husband. Mm. But, one of the things people say is, I don't see color. And that's just not true. We all see color. It's whether or not we judge somebody for that color, We all are products of Adam and Eve. We all, we're all brothers and sisters, every one of us. If you believe what the Bible tells us, that we all started with Adam and Eve, which makes all of us brothers and sisters. There's no difference in us, So I've just never understood hate. I never will understand hate. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate this conversation today with you guys. I love that we're talking about it. We've got politicians that want to hide our history and the things we've done wrong in this country. Instead, we should talk about it all the time and love each other. I have seven kids, me and my wife, and I kid people all the time, we're like the United Nations. All my children love somebody different than them.
Right.
I mean, they do. I still got a 15 and 16-year-old at home. Matter of fact, I just picked up some Guns N' Roses tickets, and me and the boys and my wife are going to go to that tonight. Picked them up from you guys.
Okay.
But thank
awesome.
You for that, by the way.
Cool.
We need to raise what Malcolm said is so true. As dads and moms, we're examples to our children. They watch everything we do and the way we treat other human beings. And that's just not when people are watching. We treat them the same way all the time. We just got to be kind to each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much, Danny. We appreciate you calling in. We needed a story like that to remind people that that's what it's about.
That's what it's about. And what we have to be very conscious of is the powers that be, the powers that cause all of this division. Mm-hmm. The ones who cause the male versus female, the black versus white, the backs versus the unbacks, like, is all a part of a big plan, if you ask me, and my conspiracy theory mind, to divide us and keep those people in power who want to maintain power. Because really the power is in the masses and numbers, right? But as long as we stay divided, we won't be able to rise above all this. So a lot of this stuff is smoke and mirrors, and a lot of this stuff is created to keep us divided.
Yeah. D'Angelo's on the line. Real quick, D'Angelo, what you got? D'Angelo? You got 5 seconds. We don't like dead air. 5, 4. Okay, D'Angelo's gone. D'Angelo, if you can hear us, just call back 904-641-1010. If you have a comment, Hello? You... D'Angelo?
Oh, y'all blacked out on me for a minute there.
Okay, give us your thought real quick. Good, how are you?
So I was listening in to the show, and for me, what sports did for me, I don't know if it's kind of on off subject or whatever, but for me, it was the N-word. I come from a small town where wasn't no Remember the Titans type of thing. We were white and black, but we weren't taught early on to sit down at the tables and mingle with each other. It was kind of black and white. So for me, the N-word on early on, being from the South, was like, hey, brushing your mouth. You know what I'm saying? But once I went to college and you hear these white boys using it, and you like, you're looking at the other black boys, and they are, you know, that's just, yeah, man. I'm like, I don't know where y'all from, you know. But then you learn later on, you have issues with the administration of the school, and you can tell they're really racist. Mm. But these same white boys who use the N-word that you might think, hey, you know, they're actually going to your defense. They're standing up with you. Like, nah, coach, it really is that BS. Or then you realize they really want to be like you. They're coming to ask for our shoes, asking to borrow our clothes, want to know where we're hanging out for the weekend. And through sports, it made me look at the N-word totally different now. Even some of my friends be like, man, you let that. I say, look, bro, you know, it's different now. Every white person that uses the N-word is not necessarily racist. Some of these white boys, I didn't have anything to do on the weekend, or didn't know where I was going to eat on the weekend. Hey, man, come home with me. You know, I got homeboys that use the N-word every day with me, and you can't get nothing out of them. You know, so far as sports, it made me look at the N-word totally different and had to realize now I'm dealing with it. So I run my own small business, and believe it or not, I used to always hear, you're going to always hit the N-word. You're going to always hit it. I'm like, whatever. Nah, I'm going to knock people's teeth out. But now I'm able to deal with it better in life. I had a contractor one time. You could tell he wasn't racist, but he was trying to be fun and wanted to be down with me and said and use the N-word. And I felt like through sports, way back with my brothers that I went to war with, that stood up for me, that took me home to eat, kind of made me, you know, be able to deal with that later on in life and don't be ready to probably would have been done jail time by now or been done got killed by now, anything, worst case scenario. So I feel like sports can bring us together in so many ways. So that was just my story as far as the N-word of how sports, you know, kind of helped me out and deal with that N-word and kind of like bridge the gap when I...
All right, I think dropped him. Thanks, D'Angelo, for the call. We appreciate that feedback. What are your thoughts? Cleo, I mean, you played professional sports for the majority of your early adulthood. So have you ever had any situation like that in the locker room?
I think that was the sanctuary. Mm-hmm. So that's what you miss the most about the game, mm-hmm. is the locker room. Mm-hmm. Because that's where we became close. Mm-hmm. That's where we, you know, got to know each other on a personal level.
Right.
And that's what you miss the most, you know, before practice, after practice, having those intimate moments, telling jokes, and then just realizing we're all the same. We're all the same. We want the same things in life. You know, we want, you know, good school systems. We want, you know, health. We mm-hmm. want, you know, prosperity, financial prosperity. So all the principles that we want in life, it's a common ground.
Right.
And now we just have to figure out how we can take that locker room approach and bring it to society and have these tough conversations, because I think it's needed.
Yeah.
I think it goes back to what D'Angelo just said, too. When things go wrong, it's important to stand in solidarity. right? Black, white, indifferent, right? So when we know something's being done wrong, regardless of the race, we need to stand with each other, regardless of what the issue is, and address it, right? Again, I think the issue of reverse racism is a big issue. And I think, you know, being an African-American person, that stuff does need to be addressed, because regardless of what happened in the past, I don't know what tit for tat does for moving things forward. And again, the number one thing that I always come back to whenever I have these conversations with anybody is, how is that going to move us forward as a people?
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Right.
I mean, being in a, you know, I played football in college, and, you know, being a white guy on a majority black team, you know, you do experience prejudice and bias, mm-hmm. you know, especially if you like black women. And then you walk into a room and here's a room full of your teammates, and then you have half a group of men talking trash about you.
Right.
And you're like paying these black girls to like you. And my buddy Tyrone and I was the fullback. It was Molden and Bolden. And then I played linebacker in college, and I walk in and Tyrone's like, Ben, all these people over here are talking crap about you. You know, some of the black guys were cool and they're like, let's go party together. But then others were real haters. And so right. and it was all based on tribalistic colorism of my skin.
Right.
None of it was like, let's keep our brotherhood.
Right.
But that college team, we weren't winning because of the immaturity. There was no camaraderie, you know. So it's like teams who can find camaraderie can overcome it.
Mm-hmm.
But teams who have no camaraderie, they end up losing games anyways.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between a winning and losing culture.
And there you go with the comment I made earlier from that line that I just love. Attitude reflects leadership. Mm-hmm. There was divisiveness amongst the locker room. And where were the coaches? Where was the administration to come in and kind of change the culture in the locker room? But even to that point, I mean, I grew up in a multicultural high school. I grew up in the suburbs because my dad worked really hard to afford us as his family the right to live differently than he did. Mm-hmm. And I got teased mm-hmm. and badgered by more of my own kind than anybody else, because for me it was, you think you're white, you talk white, you grew up with a silver spoon in your mouth. Even when I went to an HBCU, I picked going to Hampton over University of Miami because I wanted to go to school with my sister for a year. I intended to leave, but I had such a great freshman year. But even just the differences between myself right. and my other teammates who were all black, you know, we had the Caucasian Yitka Vatsulikova. I can still say her name. She was a teammate of mine, distance runner. So you know how you have the token Caucasian kid on the track team. And I got along more with her than I did my other teammates because of how they viewed me
right.
coming from Delaware, growing up, how I grew up. And so it's not just a cross-race issue. Sometimes it's an inter-race issue. And if we can figure that out
first,
that's what's most important.
First and
because
foremost,
you teach people how to treat you. So the way Jerrion and I have a conversation and Ben walks in is going to teach Ben how he can either talk to me or talk to Jerrion based on how Jerrion and I are having a conversation. And if you didn't know, Jerrion and I are both brown skin individuals.
Right. So. Right. And it's funny to hear you say that, because I remember moving back from Germany for some reason, like, we were on the military base, but the school we went to was in the hood.
Mm.
So in Georgia, we moved back from Germany. In Georgia, I'm going to a school in the hood, and the same thing she went through. They were calling me Jerry and the Liberian. Just because I can enunciate my words and speak in complete sentences.
Wow.
You and talk so, white, and you got that
in
you.
And so it's crazy because, like, the reverse psychology in that all is, what are you really saying, right? If I talk in complete sentences and can enunciate my words, like, well, black people can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the reversism in that, or if that's a word, mm-hmm. right? So we, again, it does start with within. It starts with looking at that person in the mirror and making that change yourself and challenging yourself to challenge your beliefs and your thoughts and what you were always raised to believe, right? I think as if we continue to do that as people, we'll see the change that we want to really see in this world.
Yeah, especially, you know, Did you show up to school in the short sleeve button up with the pocket protector?
No, I was all I was saying. I probably had cross color on or something.
You know, you had the cross color.
Starter jacket.
I'm gonna start calling you Jerry of the Library. It rhymes and it sounds really good. And I can appreciate it. So that at the end of the day, can each of us just leave the audience with something? Cleo, Ben, Jerrion, the librarian.
I would say how I was raised. Pops used to say this all the time. Treat others as you would want to be treated.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if you use that principle, I think it'll take you where you want to be in life.
I love right. that. Right.
You know, I think, you know, parents, you know, you really need to expose your children to a lot of different types of people.
Yes. Right.
You know, in right. many different scenarios, sports, you know, robotics, you know, tech, you know, get around a lot of people. Because just in sports alone, you're only around such a small group of one type of people.
Right. You know? Right. And what I would say is let's not lose sight of what the common goal is in life. Right. Mm-hmm. Again, we all want to live a prosperous life. We all want to live a peaceful life. And we all want to be one. Right. And love. We all want love. So if that's my daily focus and I'm focused on that. And again, these are attributes we get from sports.
Right.
Right.
And we all want love. We all want love.
We all want brotherhood. Yeah. And we gain that by going through the blood, the sweat, the tears together. If we do this all together, if we do what we need to do to lift each other up so that we win for one common goal like we do in sports, that's the shift and the change that we're needing in society.
Yes.
I would say we have to remember every human being needs validation, appreciation, acceptance and love. And if we focus on that on our everyday interactions at the gas station, at Publix when you're getting your sub, with a coworker in the break room, when you're waiting in line for your coffee, just appreciation, validation, acceptance, and love. And if we just focus on that regardless of what we see and even the interactions we may have that could be negative, find a way to turn it around and make it positive. You be the peace that other people need.
Amen.
I think this was a great show.
Amen.
Listen, we want to see y'all's face in the place next Saturday at Four Score Golf Tavern. You can get to see us live in person, all the pretty colors and the great people and the great sports conversation. We'll be at Four Score Golf Tavern in San Marco having a live draft show from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Be there or be square.
I'll be available for autographs at 1:30.
Hey, with his pocket protector.
Jerry and the Librarian, we're signing out.
Signing books.
We'll see you guys next weekend. We'll be here live at 11 a.m. and then we'll head on over to Four Score. Come get some good food, enjoy some golf simulation, and hang out with us here on The Amateur's Edge, your favorite sports show on this dial. See you next weekend.